Good evening, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. No handshakes tonight as the Golden Knights didn't get their way and we live to fight another day. These are the things I know I love in hockey. As all the years I've watched it, all the gutsy performances, you know, the superstar players play well. I mean, Jason Robertson got his goal tonight. But who would have thought Ty Dellandrea, a guy that only had 9 goals this season, gets 2 of them and he gets the game-winning goal. This is what playoff hockey's about. The players you don't hear about. Here we were in a situation where we had a 2-game suspension of our team captain. One of our players, Dononov, was hurt. We didn't have everybody, but we put guys in the lineup, and they all played incredible. Next man up mentality. I love what Coach DeBoer said about why not us. The attitude was there. The incredible play was there. And Jake Oettinger, this guy still, even though he got pulled in game 3, probably had the worst game of his career in the playoffs, cold as ice. Incredible saves throughout that game. And this is probably, to me, one of the better defensive games of the whole series. You know, everyone wanted to harp on how bad Ryan Suter played. Well, tonight he played phenomenal. He was in the right place at the right time. You know, I get it. As fans, we want to sit there and blame people when things don't go right. But tonight, he sets up one of those goals to Dellandrea. And he helps put some points on the board. So now, we get to go home on home ice, game 6. You know, we talked about one bite at a time, one day at a time. We took a big chunk out of Vegas with this game. And I really feel that we have the momentum now. I know we're still down a game. It still could end on Monday. But I will say this, regardless of the outcome, I love the fight these last 2 games. And I still believe we're going to win game 6. And I still believe we're going to force a game 7. But even if we don't do that, game 3 was, like I said, an anomaly. It is not the way Dallas Stars hockey's played. And it looked like they took that and put game 3 in the garbage. Played 4 and 5 excellent. Got rushes. We're a faster team than Vegas. Vegas does have a lot of defense and they play a lot of pucks to the net and they have to go to the gritty places. But we still have the speed that they don't. I'm just waiting for Roope Hintz to break through, have a breakaway, and score a goal in the next game. I feel like that's coming. There's so many parts of our game that I still feel is coming. So, anyway, I'm so excited. Game 6, Monday night, 7 o'clock, ESPN. Florida, you have to wait a little longer. And I swear, everyone's already picked Florida to win the cup. But if somehow Dallas gets through this series, Florida, you're going to have a tougher time than you think. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I am just proud of this team. And I'm not trying to jinx things or anything like that. But after winning 2 games the way we did, the confidence as players is up, and I'm sure the confidence as our fan base is up, so we should be grateful and stay confident. And no matter what happens, Dallas, the fans like me that are true to this game and the ones that kind of get on the bandwagon when playoff time happens, remember, it's a process. And we're continuing to get better every day. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And remember, no handshakes tonight. Go Stars.